This will be the seventh time the tuition measure goes before lawmakers. And like years past, to qualify for in-state tuition, a student must have attended a Colorado high school for at least 3 years and be accepted to college within a year of graduation. Students would also have to sign an affidavit pledging to seek citizenship.
We have to go on with our lives, and if we don't go to school now, when?
Anna Calderon's family came to the U.S. when she was just 3 years old. She says she can't afford to go to college after graduating from high school in 2011.
With broken hearts, we had to put our dreams on hold. We are tired of waiting.
Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver is one of the main sponsors of Senate Bill 33. He's a former high school principal and says the lack of access to higher education for undocumented students has a big impact on learning.
When the two last valedictorians of a high school in my district are right now flipping burgers at a fast food joint. And when you try to tell a seventh grader or a sixth grader or a fifth grader why they should come in every day and work as hard as they can for the chance they will get a diploma that will make it possible one day to be flipping burgers, that is a hard argument to make.
The tuition bill has been divisive. Last year, only one GOP lawmaker voted for the measure and he was term limited. Many Republicans say they feel sympathy for the students, but also feel the bill would violate federal law and encourage illegal behavior. Senate Minority Leader Bill Cabman of Colorado Springs says he'll once again be a no vote.
We already have in place a law that was frankly sponsored by Democrats back in 2006 that prohibited undocumented residents of Colorado from accessing benefits at the state or county level. So it's interesting now to see that the Democrats are trying to unwind what they actually started.
And while the GOP has been cool to the tuition bill, Democrats say they're seeing positive movement this year. So far, freshman Republican Senator Larry Crowder of Alamosa is the first GOP legislator to come out in favor of it.
I do support the concept. I believe that if an individual has went through our school system for a period of 6, 8, 10 years, we've already got that investment in him for public education. It's an issue here where we want people to become legalized.
And when Governor John Hickenlooper called for the measure's passage in his State of the State address, Crowder went so far as to stand with Democrats.
I had a Democrat approach me in the hall, and he came up and he shook hands and he said, you know, that took a lot of courage. And I says, you know, it doesn't take any courage to do what's right.
Proponents were all but giddy at a rally to unveil the measure at the state capitol on Tuesday, knowing its passage was almost a sure thing. Sponsors say they hope to move the bill through the legislature quickly. The first hearing will be held later this month. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.